Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
So did you hear about the kid who died last night?
What?
It's awful what happened.
Hindenburg.
That name sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him around.
Listen to this.
Richie Martin had too many pretzels and he threw up in the pool.
Social studies assignment done?
Yeah.
I didn't understand a couple of those questions. I'll talk to you about it.
Okay. So did you hear about the kid who died last night?
What?
He fell off the train trestle at Miller's Ravine.
That's terrible. Who?
Oh, some kid named Mike Fulton. I never heard of him.
Mike Fulton. That name sounds familiar.
He went to the school.
Really?
He was a grade below us. They'll probably announce something about it on the PA. Hey, I gotta get to class. Oh, wait, did you hear that Susan's having a pool party Friday night?
Yeah, I talked to Susan this morning.
You're coming, right?
Oh, sure, definitely.
All right, well, I'll see you at lunch.
Well, tell them that we're praying for them.
I will. Thanks, Whit.
And for you, too.
Thank you. We'll see you later.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hi, Heather. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Who was that?
Oh, that was a neighbor of the boy who died last night. You did hear about it, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a moment of silence for him during homeroom.
Did you know him?
No,
neither did I.
Did you?
Well, not very well. I knew his mother from church. They've lived in Odyssey for years, but... Oh, Mike only came by the shop a handful of times, usually kept to himself in the library when he did. In fact, that's why his neighbor was here. Mike had this library book out.
What was it?
The Silver Chair. Oh, yes, yes, I think I remember him going through the Chronicles of Narnia. He asked me a question about...
What was that?
What?
A piece of paper just fell out of the book.
Oh. Oh, it's a flyer for a jazz concert.
Jazz concert?
This was just a couple of days ago.
Wait a minute, can I see that?
Uh-huh.
No way, I was at this concert with my dad. It was in the gazebo. I was the only kid there. Most of the people were adults.
You went to a jazz concert?
Yeah, I know, it's kind of weird, but I like it. I wonder if Mike was there. You said he was a grade below us?
Yeah.
Fulton. Here he is.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him around.
That's right. He used to sit over in the corner of the lunchroom by himself.
I pass him in the hall every day on my way to English.
I don't think I ever saw him with anybody.
I guess that's why nobody seemed real upset today at school. Maybe nobody knew him. Hey, do you have any more of those peppermint things?
Julie. What?
You have any more peppermints?
Top drawer. Oh, while you're in there, hand me the phone book.
Sure. Oh, here you go. What is today? Thursday? Where's your TV guide?
He lived on Harper Street.
What?
Mike Fulton. And Mr. Whittaker said that his family's lived here a long time, so that means he went to our elementary school.
Well, maybe it's a different Fulton.
Maybe.
Or maybe he just moved to Harper Street.
Could be.
Seen it. Ugh. Nothing good's on. They're rerunning Hindenburg again.
Hindenburg? Wait a minute, that's it!
What?
Something about Mike.
What are you looking for?
This.
Box of junk?
This isn't junk. It's a box of memories. I kept every letter I've ever gotten. Here, start looking through these. Tell me if you find a letter written on Hindenburg sticky notes.
They make those?
Just look.
You saved every report card? Wow, you used to be smart.
That's not what you're looking for.
Sorry.
Here it is. I was right.
What?
Listen to this. Dear Julie, I think you're really cute and nice. I like you. Do you like me? If you do, check the box marked yes and return it to me. For your convenience, I have enclosed an SASE.
SASE?
Self-addressed stamped envelope.
That is convenient.
Love, Mike Fulton. Wow, he had a crush on me in the third grade.
Let me see that.
I can't believe I forgot about that.
You didn't return it.
I guess I kind of ignored it. I guess I kind of ignored him.
This letter's creepy. It's like a letter from the grave.
I don't think I ever said one word to him. Maybe nobody did. But he was at your class.
Yes, but like I say, he never said much. I didn't really get to know him. He was a good student. Nice writing skills. Though I remember he always used to spell the word definitely incorrectly. I must have corrected that 10 times on his papers. He never did get that right. Spelled everything else fine. I guess you get something in your head. It's awful what happened.
I know, but it doesn't seem like there are very many people who are upset about it. I can't find anybody who knew him.
There are always kids like that. I've been teaching for 17 years, and the antisocial ones are always difficult to figure out. I met his mother once in a parent-teacher conference. Nice lady. She was kind of quiet, too. I got the feeling she wasn't much of a people person, either.
His parents? Wow, I didn't even think about them. They're probably devastated.
I'm sure.
I should get to class. Thanks, Mr. Jarvis.
Sorry I couldn't help more.
That's okay.
Julie, hey, I've been looking for you. What's going on?
I've been talking to Mr. Jarvis.
Why?
He had Mike in one of his classes.
You're still on that?
Just curious.
Anyway, what I wanted to tell you was I heard Susan got a water volleyball net for the party tonight. That should be pretty fun.
Yeah.
I won't see you after school. I've got a doctor's appointment. So I guess I'll see you at the party.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be great.
Hello?
Mrs. Fulton?
Yes?
Were you, are you Mike's mother?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Julie and I'm a friend. Well, I knew Mike. I just wanted to say how sorry I am.
Well, thank you, Julie. You're the first person Mike's age to come by. Why don't you come in?
Thank you.
Would you like something to drink? One of my neighbors brought over some lemonade.
Yes, please.
So, how did you know Mike?
Well, we went to elementary school together. He was a great baloney. To be honest, I didn't know him very well at all.
Did you talk with him much?
No.
Do you have any mutual friends?
I don't think so.
Here you go, sweetie.
Thank you.
Then, how did you know him?
I saw him in the halls and at lunch. Actually, I didn't even remember his name.
Well, forgive me for being so blunt, but why are you here, then?
I'm not sure. I just feel bad about what happened. I remembered that Mike had a crush on me in the third grade, and I found out we might have been at the same jazz concert last week. And I love jazz, you see, so...
Oh, you're kidding. Not another one. Mike couldn't get enough of it.
Jazz?
You're in middle school, for goodness sake. Jazz is for people 4 times your age.
I know. I always thought I was the only kid in the whole world who liked it.
You weren't. Come here. Let me show you something. This was Mike's room. We haven't touched a thing.
It's clean.
He was pretty tidy.
Wow, look at all these CDs.
All jazz.
I have some of these.
He spent every spare penny he had on that collection. But that was only one of his hobbies. Have you ever seen his drawings?
No.
He has a few hanging up at school outside the art room. This is his sketchbook.
Thank you. These are great.
He was good, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Was he thinking about becoming an artist?
Oh, yes. That's the only thing he ever wanted to be. Ever since he was a little boy, he would put on his headphones, listen to his music, and take his sketch pad down to Miller's Ravine. He'd stay there for hours just drawing. He usually went there when he was upset or angry or lonely. I didn't like him being down there because I knew that trestle wasn't stable. I guess I was right.
I'm sorry. Maybe I should go.
No, please, don't. You see, it's looking more and more like nobody really knew Mike, and he was a great kid. I want people to see that.
I'd like to know. More about Mike, I mean.
Are you sure you don't have other things to do?
No.
You're a very sweet girl. You know, he dabbled into comic strips for a while. I wonder if I can find those.
Comic strips? Was he funny?
He had his moments. I remember this one joke he made.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, tell me what you think of it. I'm using a new kind of chocolate syrup.
Oh, I like it.
Good, good. So, how long did you talk with her?
I left about, I guess it was 9 o'clock or so. I think she told me everything there was to know about him.
Oh, I'm sure that was good for her. I'm glad you went.
So am I. I just wish I'd done it a long time ago. Mike and I had a lot in common. And he was a really good artist. You should have seen those pictures. Wow. And his comic strips, he had this character that was a combination of the President of the United States and a professional wrestler.
Oh.
It was really funny. I'm going to see if the Odyssey Owl will print some of them.
That would be a very nice little tribute.
At least maybe people might get an idea of what he was really like, even if it is a little late. I wonder if he'd still be alive if more people had known him.
Well, what do you mean?
His mom told me he only went to the trestle when he was feeling depressed or lonely. Maybe if he had friends, he wouldn't have felt that way. Maybe one friend would have been enough.
Julie, you can't feel responsible for what happened.
I don't. I mean, there was no way I could have seen this coming. It just seems like a big waste.
Oh, hi, Heather.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Julie, where were you last night?
I had something to do.
You didn't miss much. Richie Martin had too many pretzels, and he threw up in the pool. It was totally gross.
Oh, boy. Sorry I missed that.
Well, where were you? You told me you were going.
I was talking to Mrs. Fulton and...
Mrs. Fulton? Mike's mom?
Yeah.
Julie, you're being kind of weird with this.
Heather, Julie really helped Mrs. Fulton by being there yesterday.
Sure. But is that why you went over there? To make her feel good?
Well, no.
Okay, that's what I think is so weird. You never talked to the guy when he was alive, and now that he's dead, you suddenly care about him.
I was just curious.
I think it was very sweet of her to visit Mrs. Fulton. You know, not many people her age would do that. It was a very mature, thoughtful gesture.
Okay, whatever. But you owe Susan an apology for missing her party.
I'll talk to her.
Better call her tonight. She's cleaning her pool today. I gotta go. I'll see you later. Bye, Mr. Whitaker.
Bye-bye, Heather. You know, there aren't going to be many people who understand your feelings, Julie.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't even understand them myself.
Heather.
Yeah, Karen?
I thought Julie wanted to be on the pep club.
She did. She must have just forgotten about the meeting.
That's okay. I know she's had a lot on her mind lately, with Mike dying and everything. I know they were real close.
Yeah.
Hey, I was talking to Larry today, and they're doing a tribute to Mike in the newspaper. Do you think Julie would want to write something about him?
I don't know.
Why not? I mean, since she knew him better than anybody.
I don't think so. She's not a very good writer.
She's a great writer. She's the best in our English class.
But not about stuff like this.
What are you talking about? What's the matter?
She didn't know him better than anybody.
What do you mean?
She didn't know him at all. He had a crush on her in third grade, but she never paid any attention to him. I don't think she even said 3 words to him her whole life.
They weren't friends at all?
Not at all.
Wait a minute. But I heard she missed Susan's party because she was talking to his mother.
She did.
That's really weird.
Karen, I don't know what's wrong with her. She's asking people questions about him and going to his house, and...
Have you told her how bizarre that is?
Yes. I think she feels sorry for him.
Well, I feel sorry for hungry people in Africa, but I don't miss parties over it.
Maybe she feels guilty or something. I don't know what it is.
It's depressing is what it is. I'll tell you what, don't bother giving her an update on the meeting. I don't think I want her.
Why not?
This is a pep club. I can't have members who are obsessed with, you know, dead people.
She'll come around. I'll talk to her. Just give her some time to snap out of it.
It sounds like she's already too far gone to me.
Come in.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just listening to some music.
Never heard this.
It's great. Listen to this piano part.
Yeah, great. Listen,
I love this.
You know, you missed the pep club meeting today. It was mandatory. You said you wanted to be on the club. You should have been there. Where did you get all these CDs?
Somebody lent them to me.
Who?
A friend. You don't know her.
Wait a minute. These are all jazz. Don't tell me Mrs. Fulton lent these to you.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Now you're taking his stuff? Cut it out, Julie. What are you doing?
Nothing.
He's gone, and you didn't even know him.
That doesn't mean I can't get to know him now.
That's exactly what it means. There's no Mike Fulton to know. Hey, listen to me. People are talking about you, making fun of you.
Fine, go ahead. You and your friends have a good laugh.
Don't yell at me. I'm the one sticking up for you. They think you've abandoned them. Karen's thinking about not letting you on the pep club. You're missing parties. I tell you to call Susan and you don't do it. Brittany says she left messages 5 times here in the last 3 days. And you haven't returned any of them. I can see their point, Julie. Hello? Have you forgotten about us?
No, I'll call.
Good. Are you going to be back to normal at school tomorrow?
I won't be at school. I'm going to the funeral.
Why?
I told Mrs. Fulton I would.
How am I going to explain that tomorrow when everybody's asking about you?
Why do you care?
Because I don't want you to look so strange. Not that I think you do. Come on, you've got to get back into the real world.
I'll be okay. I'm going to the funeral, that's all. Now, could you turn the player back on?
Fine. Just let me know when you're ready to start paying attention to your real friends again.
Place your healing hand upon them this and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ah, it's a beautiful service.
Yeah, I just wish more people would have been here. I'm the only kid in the whole school that showed.
Oh, I'm sure it meant a lot that you were here.
Mr. Whitaker, Julie, How nice of you both to come.
I'm glad we did, Mrs. Fulton.
Yeah, me too.
I was pleased to hear the minister say that Mike was a Christian. I wasn't sure.
Oh, yes. He made the decision at camp 2 years ago. I'm very thankful.
I noticed he was wearing a pin from Camp Wenonette. I used to go there every summer.
Oh, that was his favorite place in the world. He would come home talking about hikes up the mountain and all the stunts he did on that swing over the lake.
You're kidding. I love that swing.
He did, too.
I think we would have been good friends.
I'm sure you would have been, Julie. I'm just sorry he didn't get the chance to know you.
Yeah, I am too.
Hi.
Hi.
Why are you sitting all the way over here?
I didn't think you and your friends want to eat lunch with me.
Look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that stuff.
That's okay.
Can I sit here?
Sure.
So, is it just a coincidence that you're sitting in the exact same spot where Mike used to sit?
I don't know. I guess I wanted to see things from his point of view.
So, what's it like?
Lonely.
You're right, it is.
Why did it have to end this way? He was a likable person. He enjoyed jazz. He's a good artist.
He loved Zagnut bars, and he couldn't spell definitely.
He wasn't that much different from the rest of us. He deserved better.
He was probably a nice guy.
He didn't deserve better because he was nice. He deserved it because he was a person.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it now.
Yes, there is.
Where are you going?
Excuse me?
Yeah?
I couldn't help noticing that you're eating alone. Would you like to come eat lunch with us?
Really?
Sure. Great. What's your name?
Michelle. But my friends back home used to call me Mikey.
Mikey? Hi, Mikey. My name's Julie.
All through the New Testament, Jesus showed his love for people who were unpopular. Tax collectors and Samaritans were hated, but Jesus visited them and ate with them. People with leprosy were avoided, but Jesus reached out and touched them. Children were ignored, but Jesus asked them to come to him. And in John chapter 15, verse 12, Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." If we see people who are lonely or unpopular, Jesus wants us to pay special attention to them. It's easy to ignore people who don't have many friends. It's a lot harder to love them like Jesus did. I've got a project for you. In the next couple of days at school, or wherever you are, try to make friends with someone who doesn't have many. Who knows? You might even begin a lifelong friendship. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Lesson from Mike was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.